We're coming up on the anniversary in China that must not be mentioned. I'm talking about the massacre at Tiananmen Square that played out during the night of June 3rd and 4th in 1989. The Chinese government has gone to great lengths to make sure people forget what happened that night. But an activist group called the Tiananmen Mothers is not keeping quiet. These are literally the moms of students who were killed in the massacre. And they've just published a letter calling on Beijing to come clean about June 4th once and for all. Veteran China correspondent Louisa Lim joins me from Ann Arbor, Michigan. So let's start with the letter, Louisa. The Tiananmen Mothers couldn't even publish it in China. How did it get out and what does it say?
Well, they try and do this every year. They write these open letters and they often issue them through U.S.-based human rights organizations like Human Rights in China. This year's letter was really calling out China's leaders for their hypocrisy. It was zeroing in on a particular statement made by China's premier where he called on Japanese leaders to bear historical responsibility for their predecessors' crimes. But the Tiananmen Mothers are making the point that Chinese leaders should listen to their own words.
So it happens every year, and I know the current President Xi Jinping has demonstrated that he's got very little tolerance for dissent, cracking down on activists and journalists, corrupt officials. How are the Tiananmen Mothers able to keep doing what they're doing?
Well, I have to say, last year was the first year since 1995 that they were actually unable to release a letter because they were put under such tight surveillance. They, many of them were put under watch. They were summoned by public security officials for talks from morning to night. Their homes were searched. And the founder, one of the founders, Ding Zilin, was put under a month of house arrest. So that was last year. But since then, things have got even worse. And they describe this new normal, which for them is all-encompassing surveillance.
I know you've met some of the Tiananmen Mothers. Tell us about them.
Yes. In my book, I profiled Zhang Xianling, who is one of the co-founders of the group. And she is this extraordinary character. You know, she looks like the typical grandmother. But when I went to visit her for the very first time, when she opened the door to me, the very first thing that she said was, "They knew you were coming. The police knew you were coming." They really understand, the Tiananmen Mothers really understand the role that they play in modern China. They're the first political lobbying group that's ever been allowed. They had a tiny amount of space to exist, and they've really kind of pushed that forward. And the fact that they continue despite all of this repression really gives them a great deal of moral standing. When Zhang Xianling was talking to me about the kind of surveillance, the kind of measures that are used against them, she said to me, "It shows how powerful we are, this group of old people, because we represent righteousness. They, the state, represent evil, so they're afraid of us, and we're not afraid of them."
In your book, The People's Republic of Amnesia, you write about how China's leaders have really tried to erase this chapter of history. How successful have they actually been?
I think they've been extremely successful. I was surprised when I was reporting the book. I did this very crude experiment where I took the most iconic picture, the picture of Tank Man, the single man standing in front of a line of tanks. I took that to four Beijing universities, and I interviewed 100 students just to see if they could identify the picture. 85 of them had no idea what it was.
Wow.
And that really surprised me because I thought, given the internet, given the fact that these are China's brightest students who could definitely find a way to go around internet censorship if they wanted to, I thought that there would be more people that who would be able to tell me what the picture was. But it was really clear to me, even from their body language, those who didn't know, and they would ask me questions like, "Is this South Korea? Is this Kosovo?"
Wow.
So I was struck by the fact that there's an entire generation out there who really knows very little.
So that one Tiananmen mother you were telling us about, she suggested that the authorities were watching you. And I'm just wondering, for a foreign journalist who's written about this sensitive topic, what does all this mean for you, Louisa, and your ability to travel to China?
Oh, I think the authorities watch any foreign journalist based in China very closely indeed. in my case, I have no plans to go back to China in the near future. So I'm not sure whether there will be consequences for me.
Veteran China reporter Louisa Lim, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Marco.